God is good.
And his mercy.
All right, everybody together. God is good. And his mercy endures forever. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for Holy Spirit. Thank you for his presence here today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You can be seated. Thank you, Randy, worship team. Thank you so much. So we have as you know, I cry. You what? She said, I thought you've outgrown it. I don't think so. But we have special guests here with us today. Ema and Chinyere Okori. Their son, Wonderful. And daughter, Marvelous. So nice to have you here. And so nice to see you. We first got acquainted back in, I think, around 1980. And we've just got to know each other and been doing things for years and years. In recent years, we haven't seen each other as much. But it's just wonderful to see you. In 1980, an acquaintance of ours introduced us. And then they came, Ema and Chinyere and two other came from Nigeria to a training center we had in Mount Joy. Spent 9 months there. And today's large ministry. I guess you'll have to tell us if you want to a little bit, some of the things that are happening. But it's amazing what God does. He puts people together. He makes, I call them connections, supernatural connections. They're godly connections. And things happen, and then years go by, and you reconnect, and it's like no years have passed. That way you know they're good. You're good friends. So I want Ema and Chinyere, are you going to come as well? I want you to come and minister to the people. I know you've preached here before, but it's been maybe a while. And I know you were good friends with Pastor Bill. And you wanted to be here for the memorial and so forth, but couldn't make it. But you did pray for him a little bit before he passed, am I right? Amen. So come.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
I always say that that, you know, you look at skin color. And he just has a real nice suntan. Yeah, we're brothers. So you good? Do you have a mic?
Praise God.
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus. A long story. I came here in 1980. Through Dan Smoker, a friend of ours, Paul Sluder, when I went to Tulsa trying to get into Kenneth Hagin Bible School, he told me that's a graduate of Kenneth Hagin who has already graduated and practicing a Bible school in Mount Joy. And he will be glad to connect me with him. And that's how I came in contact with Dan Smoker. He took it up from then. I came here this morning, I call him Son of Encouragement. Yes. He doesn't want to be in the forefront, but he encourages great men and make them to be what God wants them to be. So as I got in touch with him, he began to take me around, gave me a lot of support, brought my wife and other people from Nigeria to go to school in Mount Joy with Keith Yoder. And when I came here, we got connected with a very young man, around 25 years or so, Bill Heck, full of fire. He only knows, he doesn't cut corners, he's always a straight way. He meets you, he tells you the truth without telling waste of time. I can remember one of the things he told me, don't be navigated by need. Let the Holy Ghost be your navigator. Always reading the Bible, always praying, always seeking the face of God. Yes. In the middle of his ministry, he was given to heart passion for missions, coming to Nigeria regularly. I met very wonderful people here that helped my ministry. I am what I am today by his grace and through people like this. Behek, Dan Smoker, Barry Ryan, Sam Smoker, Keith Yoder, name them. They backed me up with prayers, with support, with encouragement. I remember when Dan Smokers came to Nigeria, he was in my bedroom. I told him I'm used to evangelistic ministries, heavy evangelistic anointing, casting out demons, healing the sick, going to the jungle, doing miracles. And he was trying to teach me to establish things. I told him I don't think I have that grace. That I have the grace of evangelist. But the grace of apostolic ministry, I don't know. I don't think I'm called to do that. Then he taught me the word, vision sharing. If I have a vision, I have to share it. You don't allow the vision to die. He had me call people all around, and we began to do vision sharing. And today, the principle of vision sharing has helped the ministry, helped God to do wonders in Nigeria. Right now, I can share vision with governors of Nigeria. They are listening to me, just sharing the vision, the burden of the Lord, what God has put in my heart, what I'm seeing. I don't customize it and keep it myself. I just share it with others. And they begin to run with it. I began to share vision. He taught me how to share vision, the grace of God in my life. And the ministry continued. Bill taught me. Barry Ryan helped me. My daughter was sick. Barry Ryan prayed. And she was healed. And they became household name in Nigeria. Everybody in our ministry knows their name and the grace in their life and respect them. When B passed, everybody was mourning and crying. I remembered the way B touched our lives, every one of them. And the one thing with them is, they will give you the backing, but they will not kill the grace, the vision you have. They will give you the support, encourage you, and say, yeah, Emma, you can do it. You have what it takes. The Lord is with you. And they stay on the corner. I'm backing you. They don't tell you, no, that way you're going, that thing you're doing is not right. They tell you, this is good and right, and give you every necessary support. I felt at home. I'm still feeling at home among you. Because God have used all of you the young man that met me at the door when I came in, the Dempsey's, I told him the way the mother loved me here, took care of me. Every meeting I attended, I came here, she would just squeeze some little money into my hand. And the day she passed, I was around there and we were praying for her. So the impact cannot leave me, and heaven has taken all the records. So the ministry began. I have been thinking of being useful till my old age. So many of us think when you are getting old and very old, it's a time of retirement. I don't believe that. It's a time to sit down. I told God, let me be relevant.
Yes.
At any point in time, any age I find myself, let me be relevant. Amen. I love it that Bill continued preaching 1 month to the time he passed. Be relevant. Be useful. The experiences God has given to you, you cannot waste it. Amen. The young people have not gotten it. You know how by knowledge of God, you can speak things into existence. Do what God has called you to do. Those grace cannot waste. So I began to establish with the training center you helped me to establish. A whole number of people began to come to training center. So many of them doctors, engineers, so many of them accountants from different walks of life and churches and profession. Then I began to teach them how to lay their grace at the apostolic feet. And then I began to establish hospitals, teaching hospitals. I began to establish schools. Right now we have 38 campuses with over 13,000 students all over. The hospital is so well known in the region, well honored, respected, and God is using it. One of the days, the children came around during their graduation and said, we don't want to go to another university. Can you establish a university for us? So we went on, walking by faith and not by sight, not thinking for God. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. We reach people through the eyes of the need. And that is how the gospel accelerates and moves fast. What is the need of the people? Maybe compassion. Maybe a little bit of handing over something. Through the need, you push the gospel in. So we established a university, Rema University. Rema University is accredited in all subjects, medicine, nursing, all manner of courses, over 1,000 students. And the joy of it is that on Sunday morning, these thousands of students will sit down. I come and preach and lead them to Christ, baptize them, get them baptized in the Holy Ghost. So many of them sharing Jesus all in the campus. They love to see me and my wife and leaders and Dr. Jude on Sunday morning sharing the gospel with them, writing outlines for them and leading them to Christ. I told God, I want to be useful. I want to be useful. The churches are growing, over 250, and there are in many nations of the world. God doing his wonders through the ministry, through the help you gave me, through the support you gave me. I have not stopped. Right now, the past governor of my state took away our land. The present governor gave it back to me. Now we are bulldozing every place, and we are now planting another hospital, which is, the diagnostic center for specialists. The good thing about this is that I go to the hospital to pray for the sick. And my son has learned to do that. And then raising the dead, healing them, touching them at the points of their needs. Yes. It is really wonderful. When somebody is in that type of situation, he does not judge theology, religion. He doesn't care about what he believes or not. What he doesn't believe. He only wants to be well. And then you tell him, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. And they receive gospel and they get healed. A lot of ministries develop. The printing press, the Bible schools, all of them. God doing great mighty works. You know, the government can come to give an advice and make input and help and support what the Lord is using us to do right now. My brethren came to us when it was so difficult to share. But right now, if you come, there is a whole lot of people you can touch with your knowledge and experience. God is doing great things all over the whole world. What did God tell me to share with you today? Quit praying and get the people moving. Forward march. I said, what does that mean? Quit praying. God, you love us to pray. And you said in your word, this kind does not go out except by praying and fasting. But there are certain times we continue praying and we continue fasting and God continues speaking to us, telling us what to do. And we just are adamant, sitting down that place, doing nothing. Wanting God to come from heaven and begin to, you know, tie our shoes or do one thing or the other. Except you put action to what you are praying for. Unless you put action to what you're believing. Unless you put action, you know, and stop bemoaning yourself. Put action. Forward march. You have prayed. You should know when to take action. If you continue delaying, you enter into doubt. Fear will overtake you. But if you listen to God and God is giving you a nudge in your spirit, take the bull by the horn. Amen. Put action to what you're doing. I looked up to the scriptures and I found in the Living Bible translation, Exodus chapter 14, verse 10 to 15. Quit praying and get the people going. Get the church moving. Get the church moving. This is what God wants. Church moving to the promised land. Church moving to apprehend that which they were apprehended for. To do things with their life that will last forever. To build a memorial unto God. Quit praying. Prayer is good. I love it. I want everybody to pray. I am a prayer warrior. But you should understand the time of action and the time of sitting down and continue praying. When they ask you, oh, well, I am praying. Praise God. But God has spoken to you. It's a time to move. Yes.
Yep. Verse 10 of Exodus 14. As the Egyptian army approached, the people of Israel saw them far in the distance.
Saw them in the distance.
Speeding after them.
I want you to note that the time the Lord tells you to quit praying, forward march. There is no forward to march into. There is a block. There is difficulty. There is all kinds of things that will stop you. And the back is rather very dangerous. You are enclosed. So, forward march is not in a normal situation. It's not in a conducive atmosphere. Forward, Imokorie march. I am in a country where things are very difficult. If I consider those difficult situations and terrain, nothing will be done. If I consider what the Muslims are doing, a whole lot of stuff going on, lawlessness, nothing will happen. But when you move, there will be supernatural oppression. You will be taken over by the power of God. We walk by faith and not by sight. Quit praying. Forward, march. Like somebody is kicked from the back. Come on, go forward. If you perish, you perish. But you will not perish. Yes.
As the Egyptian army approached,
the people of Israel saw them. Yes.
Far in the distance.
Speeding after them.
And they were terribly frightened. And they cried out to the Lord to help. And they turned against Moses.
Whining.
Have you brought us here to die in the desert?
Because there was not enough grave for us in Egypt.
Why did you make us leave Egypt?
Why did you make us leave Egypt, by the way?
Isn't this what we told
you? Is it not the warning we gave you?
Why we were slaves?
To leave us alone.
We said it would be better to be slaves to the Egyptians.
It's better to remain in the condition I am
than death in the wilderness.
But Moses told the people,
Don't be afraid. Just stand where you are.
We are worshiping a supernatural God.
And watch.
And you will see.
The wonderful way the Lord will rescue you today.
Supernatural intervention. You will see. You will see how God will rescue you.
Today.
The Egyptians you're looking at,
you will never see them again.
Amen. There will be a divine support.
The Lord will fight for you.
The Lord will fight for you.
And you will not need to lift a finger.
There is a way to command the supernatural operation of God. It is by faith. A way to make impossibility possible. Faith is not weak. Faith is strong. Faith is our divine connector. We rely on faith and get things done. We walk by faith and not by sight. If you walk by sight, you'll be full of fear. We are Christians for quite a long time. But we don't know when we get into that point of walking by fear. Always looking at things and we begin gradually to get away from depending on God to do things for us. We serve a supernatural God. This should be in our consciousness that what we are doing is a spiritual thing. What we are doing is God, who is a spirit, a personality. He will not let you fall. He will not disappoint you. Prayer is not probability. Negative, no. Prayer, you must be convinced that he answers prayer. Then the Lord said,
"I will
say to Moses,
quit
praying.
And get the people moving.
Forward march. I hear it ringing in my spirit. Ringing in my spirit. Ringing in my spirit. I give in myself. Before you know it, it has become a wonder. You can't even tell how he did it. Just that you obeyed. You can't even tell how he got into the body and killed the cancer. Only you obeyed to lay hand. You can't even tell that how the impossibility was made possible. Can you ever tell the mystery of how your prayers were answered? I know you have received answer to prayers over and over again since you became a Christian. You can testify great and wonderful things God has done. Why now do we doubt him? Why now do we feel he will not do what we ask him to do? Touch your son. Touch your daughter. Touch that need in the family. Heal that sickness. You have prayed for a long time. You believe God. It's a time to put action to your prayer. A time to put action to a prayer. The powerful command from Almighty God was meant to stir up the faith of his people and compel them to take action. An action. Take an action. Thank you for committee meetings. Thank you for dialoguing. They are all good. But right now, I am prompted to take this move. And at the end of the day, God takes over from you. You will not appreciate the existence of the enormous power of God until you act on the word. You will not know how great God is until you act on the word he is telling you. During the COVID, people were no more coming together as a church. Everybody in his house. All manner of problems were happening. The Lord spoke to me. If you cannot lay hand upon anybody, thank God for telephone. Put the phone on his ear. I developed the anointing of put the phone on the ear. Put the phone on the ear and speak the word. Many cases of people that died rose up just by putting phone on the ear and hear the word of God. One man that supports our ministry right now, in fact, he gives scholarship to all manner of students free of charge. The wife was dying in the hospital. I said to him, put the phone on her ear. And immediately she was healed. The entrance of the word of God. The power of the entrance of the Holy Ghost. Entrance of anointing. Entrance of the Holy Spirit. Entrance of the Holy Spirit destroys every sickness, every pain. Makes impossibility possible. Put the phone on the ear. That was a simple action, a sample action God told me to do. And I obeyed. Suppose I had stayed and said, no, how can I do that? I'm always used to go to the person and lay hand. Unless I lay hand, nothing will happen. But I obeyed the voice of God. And if you all over the ministry right now, everybody is talking about put the phone on the ear. Put the phone on the ear. Put the phone on the ear. I'm just giving that as an example. Forward march. In what way the Lord is telling you right now forward march, and you have been delaying, and you think, oh, well, it's late. Nothing can happen now. Just obey. You have a testimony. A testimony that will encourage you. Today's text teaches us a vital truth. God responds to faith in motion. Rather than running paralyzed by fear or stuck by self-pity, God calls us to rise up, trust Him, and move forward. When you take the first step, it is His business to take the second step. Take the first step, the door opens. Take the first step. If I, from the state, I'm not, you know, all that knowledgeable, but they call me chancellor of a university today. All manner of professors, all manner of all kinds of people come around honoring and respecting the grace God has given to me. But how did it come? Forward march. Forward march. Forward march. And I will do what I have promised to do. It is not a sense knowledge. It's a spiritual knowledge. Let us lay emphasis on what the Spirit of God can do. Forward march, let new vision arise. Do something about the vision we have. This vision which we have right now. Ask God, in what way can we improve on it to minister to people? So this is how God is going to add more wonderful, glorious stuff we have never seen. Otherwise, we may stay on the present way, and it is just like that. For instance, today, I'm 76. I'm not getting younger. But I have to get visions that will really touch people, revitalize the place, revolutionize the place, turn things around. And then when you sit back and watch those who are taking over from you, you feel very happy. I thank God we're all going to heaven quietly, religiously, praising God and all that. There got to be a revolution. And that revolution is quit praying, get going, forward march. Forward march. This is the area of my interest. Forward march. I started something they call SOZO, Salvation of the Head and Heart, and during the Easter. I know quite all right that young people like, you know, crazy songs and worship in the name of Jesus, Son of the Living God. I got a stadia that could take about 13,000 people. I have the pictures all over me. And then they will come. All the music will be going on. These young men, I employ them. They sing 24/7 in the tabernacle. We call them angels. And they are doing great things. So many of them I'm paying their way to university right now. They are doing masters. Some of them are doing their PhD in our university. And that has helped to hold them down. And all they do is to worship God day in, day out. And my wife is teaching them the wonders of worship, how to reach God. And we organized this program with over $30,000. And come and see a sea of heads. All of them assemble, singing, worshiping God. The Lord showed it to me. What He shows me there may be different from what He will show you here. I'm giving an example. And at the end, the middle of the night, because it's going to be a whole night, the middle of night, I will get off from my seat. They respect me, honor the grace of God in my life. And I begin to preach salvation. Simple salvation. Come and see all of them oozing into the platform, giving their life to Christ. Crying. Amrobas had come and repented. All manner of human beings have come to give their life to Jesus Christ. Then the following few days, we'll cook rice, call a very big feast, and all of them who gave their life to Christ will come for follow-up meeting. And this is how churches are being built. There is something God is putting on us, a way to win souls. Forward march. A way to lead people to the kingdom of God. It has to happen. It is very necessary. Very important. This is the hour.